Hi, welcome to another episode. I am Samhita K and I am the sole proprietor of Transpersonal Frontiers Beyond the Tangible. Today I am going to talk about how to wade through the waters when you are a PhD scholar or a doctoral researcher. As a PhD scholar, it is common for us to face challenges across the journey. And this journey is more of a marathon with a lot of pauses in between. And these pauses could be deliberately taken or may not be as deliberate. So even if you try to make this PhD a sprint, it may not work out in that period of time, and you may end up taking a few more years, at least a few more months. It is okay that your PhD has gotten extended, but it's important to never give up and to keep persevering no matter what odds you face. One essential thing I find useful, it's almost like a rule of thumb, if you wish. This rule of thumb is to always intentionally pause, take a mindful break, just pause and reflect and see if your inner compass is in alignment with the external tasks that you have been doing. It is all right to stand still for a while, but it's just not okay to stagnate or grow backwards. I think from personal experience, I have found that there are a few words that serve as my anchor in this journey for the last couple of years. Looking at your own research, time and time again, from what I call a beginner's mindset, is probably a very key element to not feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. Every now and then, the moment you feel like this is too much or you've gotten bored with your own topic, you'll have to adopt this beginner's mindset, look at everything from a fresh perspective, you know, like a tabula rasa. You have to write, you'll have to engage with content, you fill your tabula rasa. And after a point, you'll have to almost get a different or a fresh tabula rasa, and you'll have to write on that again. So this has really helped me, and there are many ways in which you can enhance this beginner mindset. If you are reading scientific papers in one particular language, for example, English, you would benefit by reading journal papers in another language, like German or French. Or even if you don't know these languages, you can probably read them using the translator. Plus, engaging in content related to your research variables in vernacular languages, or even networking with people and reading people's research work from different continents. How does this particular culture approach this particular topic? What are the theoretical frameworks and tools that these people employ in order to tackle this particular research topic? So it's almost like a multinational perspective that you get, or rather a transcontinental perspective, that will enhance and make your own topic seem more interesting. Well, so you just have to keep pushing boundaries, pushing the frontiers. Just a little bit of a push every single day will earn you the doctorate. So, I hope this was useful in some way or the other. And I will see you in the next episode. For now, signing off. Bye. Have a nice day. I'll see you on the other side.